Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, the depths of my soul, I mean it. You are the best audience in the business. You have made my life. You put a smile on my face. You have made my life. You've made it such a pleasurable experience. The Bongino Report, our alternative to the now left-leaning, sadly, Drudge Report, has gone nuclear. We did a little interview with The Wrap last night. You can check out my show notes. Dan Bongino says traffic surged to his Drudge Report competitor, forced a last-minute server upgrade, which it did. We almost crashed the server. We now have 50,000 Twitter followers on our Bongino Report. Thank you to everyone for checking it out. It's been a great week. All right, welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Producer Joseph Armacost, how are you today? Fine, sir.
It's Friday, and we got
yes,
that out of the
sir,
way.
Sir, it is in that 1970s Joe game show radio producer voice everybody loves. You doing okay?
What do you think of that
Bongino Report?
Great,
taking
man.
Off, huh?
I'm feeling great. Been working hard. So, we've got lots of stuff going on. Ready to go, brother.
Again, 1970s radio, Joe. As I told you, I was asked by the report if we were ever going to feature on the Bongino Report, New York Post and Washington, New York Times, excuse me, and Washington Post stories. I said, only to make fun of them. That was the takeaway line from the story. So check that out. It'll be in the show notes today because they're always so horrible fake news sites like that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it. I got a lot to cover today. It's going to be a loaded show, I promise you. Today's show brought to you by buddies at ETS. ETS, look at these. These are the finest magazines in the business. Check them out. Look at them. They connect together, which is great, so you don't lose them. And also, you know, you can look at the stack. The stack is just great.
They come off, put them together, just like that.
Woo. Super simple, transparent. You can see how many you have left. ETS, firearm enthusiasts, I have a great gift idea for the firearm owner in your life. When it comes to training or personal defense, magazines are just as important as the firearm and the ammo you carry. These are the best. You know how difficult it can be to find durable, reliable, and lightweight magazines for everyday use. You want to carry around these heavy things? It's extra weight you don't need. I want to tell you about my friends over at ETS. For the past 5 years, ETS has manufactured the toughest polymer magazines that are impact resistant and won't crack or break when exposed to harsh environments, chemicals, or even extreme cold. Plus, they're transparent. Look, you can see through them, which means you can see how many rounds you have loaded. That was such a brilliant idea. ETS magazines come with a lifetime warranty and are available right now for Glock pistols, Smith & Wesson M&P, Sig P320, H&K VP9, MP5, as well as the AR-15. As you can see right here, these are really solid magazines. Highly, highly recommended. I have a lot of experience with these things. Terrific. If you need durability and reliability for every situation, check out ETSmags.com. That's ETSmags, M-A-G-S.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out ETS's awesome speed loaders. Don't waste any more time at the range. They're the fastest in the world. I've showed you those before. That's ETSmags.com. We all love promo codes. Promo code Dan for 15% off your entire order. ETSmags.com, promo code Dan. Check them out today. All right, let's go. So last night, our good friend Devin Nunes was on the Tucker Carlson show. Was it last night or the night before? But there's some terrific video from this. Folks, I told you we are living in a dangerous new world. This is not the, this is the Aldous Huxley Brave New World, a summarized of Devin Nunes in two video clips I'm about to play for you. We're in a world of trouble. To summarize quickly what happened, Adam Schiff, sleazeball liar, conspiracy theorist, discredited hoaxer trying to obtain naked pictures of Trump from Russian comedians he thought were Russian insiders. Adam Schiff decided it would be a good idea to breach all norms, all decorum, and to go after the phone records of reporters, congressmen, and lawyers for the president that he doesn't like because Adam Schiff is a tyrant. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know those phone records were in the possession of AT&T. Listen, I'm not telling you what to do at all. I'm simply suggesting to you that if AT&T is your phone provider, you should be asking a whole lot of questions right now as to why an obvious political attack by Adam Schiff was advanced by phone records held in the custody of AT&T. I would ask those questions. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just saying I'd be asking a lot of questions right now if AT&T was my phone provider. They're not. it's probably a good time to go to our friends at Patriot Mobile. They didn't even pay for that. There you go. Right? This is, if there was ever a time, now's the time. Which that was, this was the perfect day for a read for them. We had to get on that. All right, I want to show you this video. This is Devin Nunes explaining unbelievably how a hack conspiracy theorist congressman, a known discredited liar, is able to conduct third world Cuba-like investigations into reporters, politicians, and lawyers for the president. And Nunes is rightly worried. I've got two cuts. Check this first one out first.
We knew he had issued, he notified us of, that he had subpoenaed some phone numbers. We didn't know who those numbers were. And of course, because it's in the SCIF and it's classified, we can't talk about it.
I'm sorry, a subpoenaed from whom?
He subpoenaed from AT&T, phone record.
Why would AT&T give phone numbers up?
That's a good question. That is a very good question.
Why wouldn't AT&T say, buzz off, you know, take it to court?
AT&T should have at least went to court to try to see if what they were going to do was the right thing.
Could they do that for my phone records or your phone records? I mean,
it appears like they could. If Adam Schiff now wants to go out and subpoena, they've now set a precedent where Adam Schiff can go and get any phone number that he has, send it to AT&T, and AT&T is going to comply.
Could he get my email, too?
I don't think that's been tried, but I assume, be careful what you wish for. He could try it.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand? I'm not kidding or being hyperbolic. We are watching the collapse of norms all around us and the Republic going down with it. A politician, a known documented liar, discredited liar. I have evidence of Russian collusion. He just lied. He has no evidence at all of that. He is a known discredited liar. I did not speak with the whistleblower. You did speak. Your team did. Everybody knows it. A known discredited liar, sleazeball liar, liberal Adam Schiff, was able to get phone records from AT&T on a political opponent? Folks, do you understand? You understand how grave this is? I ran for office. That's how I met Joe. Is this the new norm now? When I ran against Ben Cardin for Senator John Delaney, for Congress, who were on the political opposing side. They never tried this. I'm not suggesting they ever did, but is it possible now that they could have, they just missed the ball? They should have taken the Adam Schiff approach and demanded my phone records. Do you understand how dangerous this is? Now, I've got the second part of this. I'm just telling you. And to be fair to AT&T, if you have a reason or an excuse here and want to issue a statement to the Dan Bongino show directly, I'd love to hear it. But why this wasn't litigated in court, why a politician now is allowed to have access to his political opponent's phone records and other, this is unbelievable. What? Please tell me what the legislative purpose is for that. And as the Wall Street Journal points out today, well, they'll say its legislative purpose was impeachment. No, no, no. No, 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 folks. Don't buy the liberal talking points. Adam Schiff's subpoena for the phone records, his demand for the phone records, happened before Pelosi said they were going forward with this formal impeachment.
Right, right.
Don't believe the hype. Now, part two of this is even worse. Here's Devin Nunes asking a legitimate question you should all be asking of AT&T today. Well, if a congressman, the lawyer for the president of the United States, and the media, if we're not safe from spying on by the government political hacks like Adam Schiff, if they're not safe, what protections do you have? We already know I was on that monitoring list alleged by Judicial Watch against Marie Yovanovitch, the ambassador to Ukraine at the time, was fired, that she had me on some monitoring list. Folks, seriously, are we in the Soviet Union?
No.
Here's part two of this, Devin Nunes. As Joe said before the show, we don't even need the Nunes translator for this one. Nunes is being crystal clear. This is norms have been just destroyed. We have crossed the event horizon, folks. This is real trouble. Check this out.
So what
and
is...
then, it's
so
even
you,
worse.
Is there a limit to his... I mean, you ran the committee, so you're uniquely positioned to answer this question.
I am not...
Is there a limit to his power?
I am not aware of any previous time that we subpoenaed phone records on the House Intelligence Committee. Maybe before my time we did, but I find it very strange. But then if you look at what he did then, it's not just the president's phone records, okay? Or the president's lawyer's phone records. He also was able to get a journalist... A journalist now,
John Solomon,
who they hate, who they say is a conspiracy theorist, and he was able to figure out that was John Solomon's phone number. Okay, so now you have a journalist involved. Then he was able to get my number, right? And because I had talked to Rudy Giuliani, and somehow that's now a crime. And then I make it into his report. And it, we have to remember, I just want to back everybody up. We spent the last 3 years, at first, if any Republican ever talked to any Russian at any time, even if you're a Russian American, that was a no-no. Then we were criticized. We switched to Ukraine. If you talk to any Ukrainian, that's now a crime. Now I can't even talk to Rudy Giuliani, who I've known for 10 years. That's supposedly a crime. And I'm in his report for supposedly doing something wrong. So this is wrong. And well, what's happening in this, whatever is happening in this town is wrong. And look, I'm going to look at whatever legal remedies I have, because I actually have some civil rights here, too.
Well, and you ought to. And if they can do this to you, then, like, you know, what protection do we have?
They can do it to you.
And you. Oh, Dan, it's all hyperbolic. Is it really? We had a FISA warrant issued on a presidential campaign based on a hoax dossier from a paid political operative, paid by that campaign, the Trump campaign's opponent. We had that hoax dossier then relitigated three times into three subsequent renewals to spy on the Trump campaign and Trump presidency. We now have sitting members of Congress spying on the phone records of their political opponents, the media, and the lawyers for the President of the United States. We have them secretly convening with fake whistleblowers about false information to impeach the president. Tell me again how we have not crossed the event horizon into a near, at points, Cuba-like surveillance state. Please tell me. Tell me where I'm wrong. What protections do you have anymore if a discredited, lying member of Congress promoting conspiracy theories and fake whistleblower hoaxes can spy on Congress? What protections do you have? Now, Laura Ingraham on her show last night said something I can't independently confirm, but she seemed rather confident that one of her sources, stunningly, she has good sources, again, I can't confirm it, told her that Schiff was even using assets in the NSA to get a hold of who those numbers belong to. Folks, I mean, does it get any worse? The answer is hell to no, it doesn't get any worse. I told you what to do yesterday. Thanks to many of you for following up. Email and call Senator Lindsey Graham's office. It's his committee that he's the chair. Remember, the Republicans run the Senate. They're the majority. And we should demand a subpoena of Adam Schiff's records. Dan, you just said it was wrong. No, apparently not. The media doesn't seem to care. So if the media's new standard is this is A-OK in the pursuit of justice, I demand Schiff's records too, and so should Lindsey Graham. We should demand to know who Adam Schiff was talking to. Was he talking to the NSA? We're entitled to know that. Mm-hmm. Was he talking to people with who knew the whistleblower when he said he didn't? We're entitled to know that, folks. You are too. We still supposedly live in a republic. Call or email in Lindsey Graham's office, and we should be demanding Adam Schiff's phone records. What's fair is fair, is it not? Folks, I got a lot to get to today, so I'm going to move on from this. An excellent piece by The Federalist coming up. I've got this really terrific Trump campaign ad that I think you all should see, so we'll end on a high note today later, and some just booming economic numbers. It's a cornucopia of news today. We're going to start with kind of the bad stuff so I can leave you with the good stuff on this Friday. And let me just tease this as well, if you don't mind, a point of personal privilege. I did my interview with Greg Jarrett, Fox News contributor, author of two great books, his latest Witch Hunt and The Russia Hoax, two mega bestsellers. Greg and I are friends. Disclosure, we have talked often about my fascination, Spygate. His books are amazing. I did the interview. It is, Joe's heard it. It is really, really good. It's about 30 minutes long and it's worth your time. We'll be releasing it sometime this weekend, right before the IG report. So please check that out. Stay on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Bongino or Apple Podcast. You're going to love the interview. There's some real bombshells about Rod Rosenstein that I got to tell you, I hadn't heard before that I saw in the book. Please don't miss it. You're going to be shocked. Okay, today's show also brought to you by my buddies at Harry's. Harry's Razors. Joe, how much you love Harry's Razors?
I really like them a lot. I use them every day.
Joe,
yep.
I know he does. And Joe, folks, listen, I know like Harry's obviously pays for the time. It's not a mystery. But Joe did say to me a long time ago, we brought in Harry's. He's like, man, I really love those. Those are really terrific razors. I said, I know. And I was lucky enough to get a sample. They are absolutely terrific. And I'll tell you, the blades last forever. Listen, we love Harry's. They have a great gift package. I'll show you that at the end. But you, listen, you want a great gift for guys? You know, you're going to get a pair of socks or some tie. Yeah, come on. Be creative. Get them Harry's. Harry's. A gift pack from Harry's. It's a thoughtful and practical gift. I love mine. I used to have to shave with other razors twice a day because I do the show in the morning and then Fox at night on cable news. Harry's razors, one time, you're good. No razor burn, no nothing. Listeners of my show can get $5 off any Harry's shave set by heading to harrys.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S, harrys.com/Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Look at that gift set. Beautiful, beautiful. What a great gift. The perfect gift for guys. It's a practical gift. He'll actually use. We all shave. They make super sharp precision blades at last. German engineered award-winning blades backed 100% by a quality guarantee. He doesn't love his shave, the man in your life, get a full refund. Or you. It's a great deal for you and him. Holiday sets start at just $20. That's within Secret Santa limits. Perfect. And Harry's blade refills are as low as $2 each, so your guy will save money over time. It comes in a ready-to-gift in a handsome holiday gift box we just showed you, and and your gift gives back. 1% of each sale will be donated to charitable donations by Harry's special, using Harry's special offer. We've got a special deal for you today. We partnered with Harry's, give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets. When you go to harrys.com/Bongino, plus you get free shipping. Each set comes with weighted handle, a beautiful razor, obviously with options to engrave, five blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather. I love a travel cover to protect your blades. It's packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. It's beautiful. Free shipping ends on December 16th. So act now. Just go to harrys.com/Bongino. That's harrys.com/Bongino. We love it. harrys.com/Bongino. Check him out. Okay. Great piece. Great, great, great piece. We'll be in the show notes today. Featured at the Bongino Report as well. Please subscribe to our newsletter, bongino.com/newsletter. We'll send you all these great stories every day. Folks, Schiff, sleazeball Schiff, keeps repeating the same lies over and over. You need to be aware of these lies because you need to know how to debate your liberal friends who are perpetrating these lies. Liberals, again, as I've told you early on and often, are allergic to facts. Many of them have skulls coated in adamantium, the Wolverine-like compound, so facts can't get into their brains. These five lies keep getting repeated over and over, and the Federalist covers them well. So I want to go through each one so you have the ammunition left. Here's the piece. Is that Adam Mill? It's up in the show notes. Forgive me if I'm saying it wrong. I said it is. Oh, thank you, Joe. You're welcome. Better than I can. Five assumptions that lead to garbage conclusion in Schiff's, I'm going to add this word, hoax impeachment report. So sleazy Schiff, liar, spire, the liar and the spire. There you go, a Christmas shirt. For us, we donate all the proceeds to charity. That's good. The liar and the spire, Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is lying to you. He keeps saying these five things that are factually incorrect because Adam Schiff is allergic to the truth. He's sleazy. He's the most corrupt, dirtiest member of Congress. He's sleaze. He keeps lying. Let's go to lie number one and debunk this nonsense right away. Folks, Joe, you've been obviously a listener and a participant in this show from day one.
Yeah, day one.
This, I am really getting sick of this, okay? Uh-huh. Leave that up for a minute. Here's lie number one. If you believe Ukraine interfered in the 2016 election, you must believe Russia didn't. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read the rest of that. So hold on. That is not true. Mm. Of course, I thought, hold on. Joe, have we not acknowledged repeatedly Vladimir Putin is not our friend?
Yeah.
Not our friend.
Ad nauseum.
He is our geopolitical foe.
Right.
There is no, Vladimir Putin would like nothing more than the collapse of the United States of America, where he could take a victory lap from California to New York to Illinois. Nothing. Guys, ladies, I cannot be more crystal clear on this. I am not an interventionist. I'm not suggesting we need to start World War III. I'm simply telling you as a matter of fact. Vladimir Putin and many people in the Russian hierarchy see us as an enemy. They don't like us. I don't know why this is confusing. We have never suggested otherwise. I want to follow that up with this second point. There is no doubt the Russians interfered in our 2016 election and would have done more if they were capable of it. Thankfully, their economy is garbage. I think it's smaller than California and a couple other states. Their economy is junk. They don't have the capacity to do what they'd like to do. But there's no question the Russians have interfered. Again, I'm sorry to repeat what seem like tautological statements, but Adam Schiff keeps suggesting if you acknowledge basic facts, like the Ukrainians interfered in the 2016 election, which they did, that means the Russians didn't. That is not true.
No.
These two things coexist. Back to this, the first one, because in the piece by Adam Mills, he goes on and he talks about these things. He says, quote, Schiff attributed this finding to the intelligence community writing this. The U.S. intelligence community unanimously determined that Russia, not Ukraine, interfered in the 2016 election to help the candidacy of Donald Trump. The piece goes on. Well, when did the intelligence community unanimously conclude that Ukraine didn't interfere in the 2016 election? Schiff provides absolutely no evidence for this claim because it's not true. I'm going to show after the second piece how this was actually reported by left-wing media types, how Ukraine interfered in the 2016 election. That has nothing to do with Russian interference. Both of these things are true. Schiff wants you, now, most of you are super smart. You are. I read your emails. Many of you are saying, well, why is Schiff doing, why is this discredited liar saying, if you're telling us Ukraine interfered in the 2016 election, but they did, that you're also telling us Russia didn't? Follow up, Joe, put your ombudsman hat on here for me. It's important.
Okay. So on.
Because, folks, they are setting you up, as I discussed in yesterday's show, which did bonkers numbers. Thank you very much. I sincerely appreciate it. They are setting you up for the new narrative.
Yeah.
The new narrative is going to be, oh, there's more foreign collusion because they're getting ready to lose in the impeachment hearing. And they're going to say, look, these Republicans are hoodwinking you. They're trying to get you to focus on Ukrainian collusion with the Democrats in 2016 because they want you to believe Russian interference didn't happen and isn't going to happen again. You get it? Yeah. Follow me. Confusing. Schiff is going to go back to the well with Nancy Pelosi, Nadler, and the other discredited liars in 2020 when Trump wins, hopefully, and say, there was the Russians again. Look, see what happened? Yeah. The Republicans wanted us to focus on Joe Biden and Ukraine. Right. And while they were doing that, they were denying Russian interference and the Russians did it again. We're screwed.
Yeah. Okay.
Get ready.
Easy to follow. Yep.
Get ready. A guy emailed me, by the way. He's a TV professional. Yeah. He said, stop pointing at the audience. You're right. They tell this in the Secret Service. Dude, don't point. Use the blade hand. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have mannerisms. I don't follow. But thank you for your email. It was very nice. You're probably right. You're probably right. Just don't point at the audience. Blade hand. Blade hand. Get ready. We used to have this thing in the Secret Service, the unbendable arm. Hey, you get the president to a crowd. The unbendable arm. Don't let Ben. Just get him through the crowd. Blade hand. Get ready. Schiff is a liar. The Russians interfered and so did the Ukrainians. Let's get to point two. Ukraine did interfere. Ukraine election interference, Schiff says, is a discredited theory. Yeah, it is? Really? Paul, can you put up this headline from the New York Times? The Times, folks. This is the New York Slimes. All in on Democrat propaganda. December 12th, 2018, Andrew E. Kramer, The New York Times. Ukraine court rules Manafort disclosure caused meddling in U.S. election. Folks, I've already showed you the Politico article 1,000 times. No need to put it up again about how Politico, left-wing Politico, covered the entire election meddling fiasco with the Ukrainians. Remember that? The Times covered this too. There is a Ukrainian court case going on now about Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election. It happened. Schiff is telling you this because, again, go back to point one. Their point in 2020, if they lose this election, which I think they're going to, President Trump is going to be the Russians interfered again. Because the Republicans were getting you to say, look, squirrel Ukraine, instead of focusing on Russia, the real threat. That's what I love about this. You're already ahead of the narrative. You're already ready to answer that.
Yep.
What's the answer? No. Excuse me, Mr. Liberal Republican foie gras eating bow tie wearing guy. Not true snuggy wear. That's not what we said. The Dan Bongino Show on, what's today's date? December 6th.
Oh.
A couple days after my birthday. Now you get the joke from a couple days ago. Very good, Joe. Friday, December 6th. I heard on the Dan Bongino Show on December 6th, and he's right, that the Russians, of course, interfered in the election. The Republicans have been all over that for a long time. It's nothing to do with what you're saying now. You're lying. You're just making it up. But thank you very much. December 6th, 2019 was before the 2020 election. And yes, us Republicans have been acknowledging the Russian threat for a long time, including Devin Nunes, who was talking about the Russian threat a long time ago.
Bongino.
But don't let that get in the way of your stupid argument. All right, let's power through these other ones because these are pretty quick. Those first two are important. Point number three from this excellent piece in the Federalist. Very well done. Again, worth your time. Adam Schiff, lie number three. Trump pursued an investigation into a discredited claim about the, the Bidens.
Oh.
This is hysterical. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Schiff called witnesses in his own committee's hearing for impeachment that were supposed to be his ringers. Remember that disaster?
Yeah.
Remember Bill Taylor, Gordon Sondland? You remember we covered it a couple of weeks ago when it was happening. Ladies and gentlemen, you do realize George Kent, who was one of Adam Schiff's witnesses in this case where they were trying to impeach the president, you do realize Kent and a couple of the other witnesses themselves, including that younger gentleman who said he overheard a conversation magically from, you know, like 15 feet away, both acknowledged that they themselves were disturbed by Biden's son getting a key job in Ukraine with a natural gas company without any experience while Biden was the point man in Ukraine speaking about natural gas. Those were Schiff's own witnesses. You understand what Schiff's not just a liar. He's a dumb liar. Folks, listen, we've all known, Joe's known him, I've known him. People who are, everybody lies, okay? But everybody's met the pathological liar in their lives. Everybody, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing is true, ever.
Ever.
You know what I'm saying, Joe? How much your car cost? 80 grand. It was 20. You know, where'd you get those rims? These rims, they're crusted in diamonds. They're Cuban zirconias. Yeah, I mean, I grew up with people like this all the time. I beat up 20 guys when I was a kid. 20 guys beat this guy up when he was a kid. You know what I'm saying? All the talkers. Everybody knows the pathological liar. Schiff is that guy. Yeah. Schiff is the pathological liar in your life. The Biden scandal with his son is documented and real. Yes, the son got a job with Burisma in Ukraine with a natural gas company for a lot of money, over $50,000 a month. Yes, Biden was the vice president when it happened. Yes, Biden was the point man in Ukraine and didn't recuse himself from that position. Yes, Biden demanded on a videotape the firing of a prosecutor looking into the company that hired his son. Yes, Biden was in discussions about natural gas in Ukraine while his son got an expensive gig with the natural gas company. That all happened. None of this, listen to me, none of this is in dispute. None. But again, Adam Schiff says it's a discredited theory despite his own witnesses acknowledging how bad it was. All right, let's go to Adam Schiff, lie number four. Four and five are really easy. Trump wanted to investigate Ukraine's 2016 election interference to help him win in 2020. Folks, I have you know what it says on my show notes? It says next, because this doesn't even make sense. Yeah. This makes no sense. Believe me, I don't think there's anybody Trump wants to face more right now than Biden, who sadly, folks, I mean it because I had a conversation in the gym I'm going to keep private, but with a medical friend of mine. He's a doctor, and I'll keep the conversation private. Obviously, out of respect for Biden's in a lot of trouble. Believe me, there's nobody Trump wants to face more right now, I think, than Biden. I didn't believe that initially. Biden is weak. He's saddled with these corruption charges with his kid. All these allegations floating around. He can't even remember what state he's in. It's really sad to watch. He's collapsing on the stage. He had this outburst with the guy yesterday. I know a little bit about those. I see you smiling back there. Biden's a mess.
You're pointing.
How Trump highlighting to the Ukrainians their own involvement in the election and trying to get the bottom helps Trump in 2020 is bizarre.
Ridiculous.
If anything, he wants to, I think they want, but it's just dumb. It's finally takeaway number five. You know, this is all just stupid politics. It's so dumb, but it's worth your time. The only reason Trump wanted to investigate the Bidens was to help him win re-election, according to Schiff, which is impeachable. Folks, this is just dumb. There was no quid pro quo. Nobody can point to it. No one is point. No one raised their hand when questioned directly up on the Hill under oath. They had any evidence of crimes, high crimes, misdemeanors, treason or bribery. Nobody. This case is a total joke and an embarrassment. It's falling apart on them. All right. I got a lot more to cover today. The economy on fire, Trump approval rating, kind of an election 2020 economy update. This is going to be all good stuff. Don't go anywhere. And this excellent, excellent Trump campaign ad I really like. But today's show finally brought to you by Tommy John. The gifting season is finally here. And as you start to think about the perfect holiday gift for him or her, Tommy John should be the first thing that comes to mind. I just bought some of these. Did you see them, by the way, Paula? Did you check them out? The new teeth? You like them? I got the... got the holiday colors. Tommy John is the revolutionary underwear. I'm not even going to tell you what you just said. Loungewear and clothing brand that guarantees a perfect fit. Tommy John was kind enough to send me a few sample pairs, but I actually bought five pairs of my own. Their new holiday colors are amazing. I love, love, love Tommy John underwear. If you're active, if you're not that active, they are the best. They are breathable. They move with you. Tommy John is here to save your holiday season with gifts to eliminate awkward adjustments. You know them. For men and women, they create innovative products like breathable, wedgie-proof underwear and ridiculously soft loungewear and pajamas, the PJs that are guaranteed to fit perfectly. Tommy John uses lightweight, breathable fabrics with multi-directional stretch so their bras and underwear can fit any type of body. I love these. Like I said, I paid for them myself, even though I get free samples from there. So, so good. Tommy John has eliminated visible panty lines for women and created a horizontal quick draw fly for men. Quick draw. Plus, you'll never get a wedgie. Guaranteed, if your first pair isn't the best you've ever worn, you get your money back. You will never send these back. They are so good. Leave the jingling to the bells. That is a really great line. I did not write that. That is the... Leave the jingling to the bells. Jingle bells and give the gift of comfort this holiday with limited edition gifts like loungewear, pajamas, and underwear from Tommy John. Plus, save 20%. 20% on your first order when you visit TommyJohn.com/Dan. That's TommyJohn.com/Dan for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Dan for 20% off. Go there today. You're going to love these. They make a great gift. All right. So, you know, I thought the Schiff-Nadler debacle was bad enough, Joe, because there was a foil effect here. You know, I think it all, whatever, but you know what a foil is? A foil is kind of a contrast that's used to highlight something. So when you go into a jewelry store and you're looking at a diamond, did you ever notice they put the diamond on a black background?
Right.
Yeah, because it's a foil. It creates a contrast with the colors that makes a sparkly diamond look even more shiny and sparklier than it is.
Yes.
The foil effect of Donald Trump overseas negotiating with some of our NATO allies about efforts to get them to support the NATO coalition with more money and funding for their military, dealing with these very complicated international geopolitical problems while overseas, just over the last few days, while these lunatic Democrats were engaged with Noah Feldman and the professoriate, Professor Kaplan and this ridiculous, or Carlin, whatever her name was, in that absurd impeachment hearing the other day, the foil effect of a shiny diamond in Trump's appearance overseas and the optics of that versus this dark, horrible background of the professoriate talking about the impeachment was an embarrassment for the Democrats. Folks, but I got a Washington Examiner story coming up in a minute. Believe me when I tell you, I'm getting this from every source I have. I'm not kidding. The Republicans are laughing right now about the debacle the Schiff-Nadler hearings were. I'm not kidding. It's not an effort to gaslight you. I'm not making it up. I'll put up an Examiner story in a few minutes that'll address this. They are laughing, the Republicans, about how counterproductive this impeachment hoax was. But getting back to my foil point, here's another foil right now. So you're seeing even on CNN, MSDNC, you know, the conservative-hating outlets over there, the gaslighters, coverage of what just broke this morning before I get on the air, check out this Wall Street Journal story, This is what's on one side of the screen. U.S. economy adds a staggering 266,000 jobs in November. Wait, there's more, as the ShamWow guy would say. There's more. 266,000 jobs in November. The unemployment rate dropped to an incredibly, almost historic low of 3.5%. Hispanic Black unemployment down. The job number predictions, Joe, was 117,000. They hit 266,000. They revised the prior two quarters job numbers up, not down. Liberals, that direction. Wages were up 3.1%. GDP growth over 2%. Ladies and gentlemen, I always tell you, given our debt, I always worry things could turn bad. I will give you the facts on both sides. I'm suggesting to you now that this economy is on fire. And the foil effect of this dark background of these embarrassing, highbrow, elitist, snob, completely non-understandable hoax impeachment hearings with these clown Democrats, Nadler and the liar, discredited hoaxer Schiff. While Donald Trump is overseas negotiating new relationships with foreign partners and ministering over an economy, you know, we build the economy. I think, you know, Trump knows that, but you can obviously help it along. While he's overseeing a exploding on fire economy is a total, complete faceplant to these Democrats. Folks, it gets worse. Remember, these impeachment trials, like the Salem witch trials, were meant to damage the president's political capital. How are they doing with that? Well, let's check with our good friends at CNS News. Another story will be up at the show notes today at Bongino.com/newsletter. Check it out. Yeah, they're doing a great job, Joe, damaging Trump's approval. Oh, they're not. I'm sorry. I'm just messing with you. Headline, CNS News by Craig Bannister. Trump's approval rating jumps to 52% on the same day Pelosi announces impeachment. Impeachment will proceed. This is working. It's working great. Joe, I dispute what you just said. This is working great. For us. Is Nancy Pelosi being quietly paid by the RNC or something to do this? Folks, do you understand what an epic debacle, or as I heard someone say, a debacle, which I'm pretty sure
debacle.
It could be.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Do you understand what an abomination this is? My grandmother, God rest her soul, she called bagels. 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 Give me a bagel. This is an epic disaster. He's overseas renegotiating with our foreign partners to get them to contribute more to NATO. Look great. Great optics. He's very serious. He had some great meetings. The economy's on fire, surpassing expectations. Unemployment at near historic lows. Wages growing. Wages growing the fastest for lower income folks. Yes, I said that right. Wages growing the fastest for lower income folks. And these jokers are sitting there with Noah Feldman and the professor, Carlin, Professor Carlin, making fun of the president's 13-year-old teenage son. Folks, please trust me. I have really good sources for stuff. And if I don't, I don't talk about it. What's happening right now is a flaming pile of dog. You get it? Oh, you doubt me? Put up that Washington Examiner piece we've been talking about. I didn't make that up. Flaming pile of something. Let me curse on the radio for effect here on our podcast. Washington Times headline by Stephen Nelson. Flaming bag of dog, Trump aides say. Trump's aides say impeachment outlook boosted by demeaning professor panel. Folks, the Republicans are laughing. They're called it a flaming pile of dog. You fill in the rest. It's not treats. They're not talking about dog treats. No. I promise you. They're talking about what comes out of the other end of the dog, not in the mouth end. They are laughing. This was a hysterical abomination of a failure. This thing has completely blown up in their faces. And ladies and gentlemen, if the economy continues to motor on this path we're on now, listen to me. This will only get worse. That I promise you. Okay, we have a new hero on the show. So quick video. You can hear the audio for our audio listeners. This is very short, but I want you to pay attention. If we needed to play this twice, could we? Give me a hedge. We can? Okay. We may. I don't know. We'll see how the... I want a scene here. I know Joe doesn't, but it was very... So this is a courtesy of a Washington Examiner reporter who took this on her cell phone. So she was at an event. Now, some of you may have seen the video where Joe Biden explodes at this guy in Iowa. Yeah. He thought he was in Ohio, Joe Biden. I'm not kidding. He was in Iowa. Now, to be fair, I screwed that up once too, but he thought he was in Ohio. He's in Iowa. A guy gets up at a town hall to ask him a question. The guy asks him about his son, Burisma, and this shady deal. Biden loses his mind. Biden's like, you know, calls him fat at one point. He challenged him to a push-up contest. Folks, as you well know, and I've said on the show many times, my humble experience after 20 years of jujitsu and grappling and, you know, mixed martial arts and boxing, the guys who talk the most about physical challenges are the least able to accomplish them. Just my humble opinion. Biden loses his mind on this guy because the guy dares to ask him a question about his corrupt dealings, you know, with Ukraine, fire the prosecutor. So he loses his mind on the guy. I'm not going to be, you've seen it a million times on Fox. The back and forth is dope. And Biden's like, you're a damn liar, man. It looks like a goofball. So stupid.
Yeah, very presidential. Yeah.
After the event, this video is better. The guy who challenges Biden, who Biden calls him fat, by the way, he's sitting down and some snowflake liberal dude. You got to, folks, again, I'm sorry, dude, but go to youtube.com/Bongino. Please, we're trying to get subscribers there, but we have 311,000. We're trying to get 400. Go and watch this on my YouTube. Joe cut it. It's about 10 seconds. But listen to what this snowflake liberal whispers into this guy's ear after he challenges Biden and what the guy who challenges Biden says back to him. This is epic. Check this out. Crash there?
Huh. What'd that be?
Okay. Sorry, we had a little bit. You can leave. You like that? Let me just quote that line again. I'm sorry about the, but I'll get out the expletives here. The guy tells him, stick it up your fella. The same end we were talking about with the dog before. Stick it up your fella. And you gotta, I'm sorry for the audio only, but you gotta watch the guy, the snowflakey liberal, you need to just get out of here, whispers in his ear. Yeah. You got to watch this guy recoil in horror, the liberal, when the guy who challenges Biden gets up and he's an older guy too, and says, like, you got something to say to me, Jack? Liberals, you make me laugh every single, you really do. Listen, I've said to you over and over, and I will continue. I mean, I'm being serious now. I'm not messing around. I know, like, the show has a sarcastic tone at times. That's okay. It's Friday. I want to, you know, beat you over the head with a lot of macabre stuff. But I am an inherently nonviolent guy. I mean that. I really am. As a matter of fact, I had a dispute this morning again on Twitter with a guy who's a known anti-Trumper who I tried to be nice to. I did in an airport one time, and you know, magically just turned around to be a jerk because being civil with these people is candidly useless. But I am not, I just don't believe it. Matter of fact, I practice violence. I do. Last night I was grappling with my buddy, Coach Steve, you know, who's working through my knee on belly and half guard game last night from the top. But I do it so I don't ever have to engage in violence. You understand that? I mean, again, not to get into this dopey stuff about my personal life, but it's important. I practice violence so that I can negotiate from a position of strength and not a position of fear. Mm-hmm. If I'm ever confronted by someone in the street, I promise you my absolute last resort is violence and self-defense every time for a lot of reasons. Violence, proactive violence is immoral, number one. And secondly, I mean, just practically, I don't want to be sued and I don't want my daughter. I'll never forget growing up. I don't want to get all choked up, but watching my dad get, you know, manhandled by a guy one time, a guy who outweighed him by like 150 pounds. I told this story for them. I'm not going to go into it here. It's kind of a tearjerker, but sitting in the back of that car, watching from the back as my father was getting choked out and put over the hood, I was like seven, was the most horrifying experience of my life. It's a long story. I've told it on a prior episode. I got all choked up, so I don't want to do it again today. I don't do that. That's not my bag of donuts. Violence should only be done in self-defense. Only. I mean, listen, it's not a lecture. But I bring that up because this liberal guy, when you watch this video, who thinks it's appropriate to confront this guy by telling him, you better just get out of here like a punk. It's a town hall. He's not allowed to ask a question. I just want you to watch him recoil in horror because I've seen this over and over from snowflake liberals who, unlike you, conservatives, a lot of you have been battle tested. Your cops, your union workers, your electricians, your military folks who've been in the suck your entire life. You all know what it's like to get punched in the face. You know how bad it sucks. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of these people out there have no idea what any of that's like. And that's why they seek out confrontation, because they don't understand the horrors of actual violence in the real world. All right, enough on that. Please watch the video. I want you to see him jump back. Watch the whole thing that the woman at the Washington Examiner, the reporter, she did a great job. She got the whole thing on tape. Okay, kind of a humorous note, and then we'll wrap with this campaign ad from Trump, which is really, really well done. Check out this Daily Caller piece, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, but Brian Stelter, Costanza, the George Costanza lookalike, that decided to start a Twitter flame war with me the other day. It didn't really end well with Stelter. But CNN hits 3-year ratings low amid impeachment drama. William Davis, reporter at the Daily Caller. Nice job, CNN. You guys are doing a really great job. But folks, Joe, that's at least a double monthly. A single is just not appropriate. There you go. That's definitely a double monthly right there. Folks, CNN was all in. You have to understand that they've hit a ratings low for a reason. For as much as we dislike the political ideology of the left, there are a lot of Democrats who are actually sane. There are. I believe you. I meet them. I know. I have friends who are Democrats. A lot of them, family friends. And they're perfectly sane. They don't agree with me on the Second Amendment and other things, but it's not like they want to confiscate your guns, my Democrat friends. And they really believe that this is going to make the public safer if they do their thing, even though it won't. But they're not insane. They don't argue with you. They're like, oh, okay, that's great. I get it. You got guns. They don't like judge you or anything like that. What I'm getting at is the same Democrats in this country, and there are some left, are not going to continue to watch a news program, Roswell Rachel at MSNBC, with promoting conspiracy theories every night, CNN and Costanza. They're not, who had Avenatti on his show. I'm surprised Avenatti wasn't guest hosting Stelter's show. You're not going to watch this every day if the information you continue to feed the same, again, the insane love it, Joe. The radical left loves being lied to. They still believe the collusion hoax was real.
It's comforting.
There's nothing you can say to get them out of their ideological bubble. They're living the Truman Show. But the same people, large swaths of America, are abandoning CNN and MSDNC in droves. Maddow was number one for a little while. Her audience collapsed after the collusion hoax was exposed. Who wants to be lied to, folks? Who wants to be lied to? Nobody. You wasted your time. Costanza and his network are collapsing. I wonder what it's like to constantly finish third in a 3-way race every single time. Unbelievable. All right, let's wrap the show with this today. Again, please check out my interview with Greg Jarrett coming up this weekend. Look out for it, youtube.com/Bongino. You can subscribe. Just go to that URL, youtube.com/Bongino. Click subscribe. It's all free. We've got some really great content on there. We'll be launching this Greg Jarrett interview this weekend. It's really, really good. I'm telling you, some of his revelations about Rosenstein and Mueller and what happened behind the scenes, he had a great source. He describes this meeting with John Dowd in the White House, the president's lawyer, and Mueller, I hadn't heard about before. He's got really good sources on that. Check out the interview. You're going to love it. That'll be at youtube.com/Bongino. But this is a great, great, great ad. I want you to listen really closely to this. It's a little over a minute and a half or so. It's a new Trump campaign ad. And I'm bringing this up because I think it's a nice way to kind of put a capstone project on the show here today. I discussed earlier this foil effect. Trump approval up, the economy motoring along, Trump overseas looking good and forceful and strong with, foreign partners that we should be strong with. We should support them, but we should be firm as well, while the Democrats are engaged in the folly of this absurd impeachment hearing.
Right.
How these two things are making the Democrats look like a laughingstock and the Republicans look, frankly, like the leaders they can be when they want to be. This Trump ad, again, it's a little over a minute and a half or so, highlights this. I want you to listen to it. You'll hear little snippets of Shady Schiff and other things, and it's really, really well done. Check this out. It's worth your time.
Adam Schiff has been conducting, behind closed doors, a secret impeachment inquiry on the President of the United States. That's not acceptable in the United States of America.
They said, we can't win this in the public eye, so we're going to take it behind closed doors.
We have not seen anything like this in almost 400 years.
I think everything's a question of priorities.
So we actually have a crisis of national security on the border. They need to set aside the politics and get to the policy of the issue.
They're at a point, I believe, that they care more about watching our president fail.
Instead, the Democrats have convened us once again to advance their operation to topple a duly elected president.
Wasting all of this valuable time doing things that do not increase the productivity of the economy.
You know, we did nothing wrong, and they're doing nothing.
And the ball's in Congress court. Are you going to approve USMCA?
Where is the impeachable offense in that call? Shout it out. Anyone?
How do you have a prosecution without a star witness?
The gentleman's not recognized.
It's so bad what they do to our country. They rip the guts out of a country.
Order. The gentleman will suspend.
This whole thing is a fairy tale.
No, it's not a proper point of order.
The American public is then getting deceived.
I'm about to gavel you down.
They gotta stop it.
Indulgence is wearing out.
Because we have a country to run. Democrats in Washington are trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you. Fighting for you. Democrats are trying to overthrow the last election because they know they're not going to win the next election. That's all it is.
I think everything's a question of priorities.
They don't care about us. They don't. They don't care.
We have our priorities in the White House. We're fighting every day for the American worker.
That was a Republican National Committee ad, to be precise, not a Trump campaign ad. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not even kidding. Look at that. I had goosebumps, man. That is very, very well done. And I'm just going to leave you on Friday with this. If this continues, these ridiculous hoax impeachment hearings, these continued attacks on Trump without any commitment to some fact-based, bullet-pointed agenda by the Democrats. In other words, if all they're going to run on from now to 2020 is President Trump bad, if that's all you've got, endless hoaxes and conspiracy theories, while the president's out there moving the ball, folks, there's the potential. We'll see. Again, I'm trying to stay out of the election predictions game because I don't want people to get overconfident and not show up. But it's strongly possible you'll see a bigger electoral landslide victory than you even saw last time. Can you imagine if Colorado, New Mexico, other states all go for the president this time? Imagine Minnesota, in addition to Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, like last time. Ladies and gentlemen, it'll be a historic electoral landslide rally, something like you've never seen before. It will be tremendously embarrassing for these hoaxers, these lying, discredited hacks. It's gross to watch, but that's a great ad. Really good. Tweet that sucker out if you see it online. It's worth your time. It is really worth it. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Check out my Greg Jarrett interview. Be airing this weekend. You're really going to love it. A lot of good bombshells in there. Please subscribe to our YouTube account, youtube.com/Bongino. We're trying to get to 400,000 subscribers. We'll be there soon. And subscribe to our audio show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. I will see you all on Monday. Thanks
a lot. Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show. You can also get Dan's podcasts on iTunes or SoundCloud and follow Dan on Twitter 24/7 at DBongino.